Jocelyn Benson, who is the Michigan director for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. We're going to find out about that organization. Jocelyn also, I believe, is an instructor at Wayne State. We'll find out a little bit more about that, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great. It is a beautiful morning today.
So you're working at Wayne State.
I'm a law professor at Wayne State and also the director of the Michigan Center for Election Law. And tomorrow, myself and a group of other organizations are sponsoring a hotline to help voters answer any questions they have about where to go vote and any procedures with voting with regards to the primary.
Well, that's a big problem for a lot of people in this media world we live in. There's still a lot of folks who don't know that tomorrow is an election, and also they don't have the means to get out there, much less know what the what decisions they're going to make when it comes to the folks they have to vote for.
Well, the League of Women Voters is a great voter guide that they publish with information about the candidates. And our hotline, which is 866-OUR-VOTE, is available for anyone who has questions about where to go vote or who wants to report any problems that they experience on election day, long lines, machines that are broken, or anything else that goes wrong.
Tell us about the nonpartisan coalition that has been offering these services, Jocelyn.
Well, the Michigan Election Coalition is a nonpartisan organization of about 70 organizations, ranging from the League of Women Voters to Common Cause Michigan, and our goal is simply to improve the convenience of voting and advocate for voters. And so one of the things we do is provide this hotline for any voter to call, even leading up to Election Day, if they have any questions about where to go vote or want to report any problems. And then after the election, we will compile a lot of the information that comes to the hotline and use it to inform any efforts to improve the election process. So we hope voters can call even if they have any problems after they vote.
Jocelyn, do you think this will help folks who vote Democratic more so than Republican? Because for when there is a light voter turnout, it's the Democrats who historically haven't gone out there and gotten the vote. This could be perceived as helping the Democrats.
Well, I think it helps any voter who has a question about where to go vote or experiences any problems. I mean, that's its purpose. So one of the things is we want to encourage people to make sure they just, in their primary, obviously, if you cross over, your ballot will be spoiled. Things like that, information about how to make sure your vote counts, that's the type of thing we're trying to provide for every voter.
All right, Jocelyn, for folks who want more information or they want that hotline number, where can they go?
The hotline number they can call is 866-OUR-VOTE. That's OURVOTE.
We appreciate you, Jocelyn. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.